Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Screw your freedoms.
remember when that guy said that?
Screw your freedoms.
Oh, man.
Just play that over and over again.
I was told recently that Arnold, the person in question,
the bodybuilder,
imitating the governator.
The governor. Right.
I was told,
pump you up.
I was told that the films that he's made.
Pumping Iron?
He was any of his films.
Oh. Pumping Iron's my favorite.
He was not allowed to overdub in Austrian himself.
What?
So you know, the films he made were in English.
Right.
Right. And they want to do a release of his films in Austria, speaking whatever Austrian, you know, whatever.
They had to hire an actor?
They didn't have to. They chose to, because apparently, according to what I read, and I have no evidence of this, just something I read on the internet.
Oh, well, that must be true.
It must be true. According to what I read, he has the equivalent of an Austrian hillbilly accent.
Oh.
And so they didn't want, you know, this big action movie, you know, or whatever coming out, right, where, and then, like, the guy sounds like, you know, a hillbilly.
Yeah, I'll be back.
Yeah. the equivalent of an Austrian hillbilly. So they got some other actor with a more acceptable accent to do the Austrian voice dubs for all of Arnold's movies.
Right, so not like the Queen's English. It's, you know, Cockney or whatever. Like, you need the Queen's English.
Yeah, so apparently not only does he have a bad English accent, but he also has a bad Austrian accent.
Screw your freedoms.
So, we've got more to talk about. Before we go on, though, I want to say thank you to today's amplifier.
Wait, who are you?
Oh, I'm the captain.
and Steve Classic here.
And what's the name of the show?
It's Free Talk Live. It's a nationally syndicated radio show.
What's the website?
It's caller-driven.
What's the website?
Freetalklive.com.
Okay, very good.
Or as Thor would say, freetalklive.com.
Zeus.
Zeus.
Thor. Zor. I want to say thank you to tonight's amplifier. Chris Marcus is a silver-level amplifier. That means he gives $5 a month to the Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support Program, also known as AMPS. It's a Patreon-driven thing. You can find out more over at amps.freetalklive.com. We only ask for $5 a month. You can give more. You can give 10 or 25.
Yeah.
There's different levels. There's silver
windscreens
and
you know,
gold and that kind of a thing. No, what we need is we need to get on more radio stations.
Oh, yeah.
We're on somewhere around 180 radio stations right now.
Yeah.
We could be on 200, 250, 300. Not out of the question.
Wow.
It's all up to you. If you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, the perspective of freedom, peace, and prosperity that we bring to the airwaves, please become an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again to Chris Marcus. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you.
All right. We got other stuff to talk about, but we got calls holding. Let's go to it's Major Payne calling from Michigan.
The wild card line.
I might as well be Major Biscuithead, but you call me Butthead.
That's because you say it all the time. It's now your trademark.
Well, you tagged me with it. I don't think I say it as often as you portend I do.
Well, perhaps I'm hoping you'll say it frequently.
Yeah, well, I think you've called me of that, quite frankly.
Well, you'll be talking, and then you'll say, but.
Well, I know that's my pause phrase, but, I don't.
Mine is,
I don't use it as much anymore, and I think it's because you goaded me with it.
Damn it.
Dang.
Well, sorry to do that.
Anyway, you remember that in the first segment you were talking about that lawyer from Nigeria or wherever?
Kenya.
Was that?
Yeah,
26-0.
Well, wouldn't that be something if he was to get on Ian's legal team and get him released?
Oh!
You know, Major, I hadn't thought of that. Thank you. That's a great thought.
Oh, isn't that, yeah, that was special. It popped into my head and it just wouldn't leave. A lot of times I have thoughts for you and they just vanish.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
The one we were talking about was Kills Island, you know, where the landfill and
Fresh
whatnot.
Kills.
Fresh Kills.
Fresh Kills Island. Okay, that's even better. I bet you that used to be a hog island.
Why?
So Staten Island was one of the poorer sections of New York, you know, way back in the day, 1800s. And back in the day, it wasn't uncommon to take pigs and put them on an island because they don't like to swim. So all you got to do is go out there and catch them when you need them. So Fresh Kill Island makes a good bit of sense if that's the case.
I thought it was where all the politicians and mafia were taking, you know, the people that disappear.
Hey, check out our new composting toilet. Come check it out. Sit down.
Oh, yeah. Well,
there's like a head and arm floating there.
I know an old honey dipper. I used to work with this kid. You know what a honey dipper is?
No.
Those are the guys that suck the doo-doo out of your septic tank.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
The honey wagon.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Honey dipper.
Yeah. This old guy that I'm talking about, he had farmers lined up. Because he had a gizmo where he had a couple of wands he would spread out on the side of his pump truck, and he'd go out and spray all this fresh, fertile doo-doo on your fields. And you do it in the fall and till it in, and it's good to go come spring. I mean, if you have a crapper full, you know, like a port-a-john or whatever,
yep.
It takes... not a port-a-john because they put chemicals on that. But it takes like 2 years for all the doo-doo and whatnot to turn into good fertile soil. But if you spread it on the field, you know, in scantling,
mm-hmm.
It works quite well. I mean, you're talking about the Amish and the stuff they put out. That's yep. All they use fertilizers, the doo-doo from their horses and whatnot, plowing right. Fields.
Yeah, what you're describing is, techniques of turning... crap into fertilizer that have been around for thousands and thousands of years since man first started farming.
The only fertilizer. If you wanted to put nitrogen on your garden, you collected piss.
Yep.
They used to make round barns, you know, where they would dump the hay in the middle, and all the cows would come to the middle, and they had, and it was all fluted, so everything drained to the outside. And every cow had its own little trench, so the pee would go out to the edge, and there was a circuit.
LRN.FM.
Keep it to the word pee, if you can, there, Major. I'm not 100% certain, but, you know, let's just make sure that we're using the proper terminology there for radio. Sadly, we are on the Sunday night show, and the FCC says we can't say certain words. So, anyway, go ahead.
Yes, I will try to not drive my S car.
Thank you, yes. How fast does your S car go?
Yes. It's about as slow as a slug, I guess.
All right, continue.
Oh, what was it? I had another thought for you. What was you got one of the things you guys were talking about?
The Kenyan lawyer?
Fresh Kills. Fresh Kills, Kenyan lawyer. We had our number two story.
The Amish?
The Amish? The nationwide cell phone text that everybody got?
Oh, yeah. Well, what I did that day is I just turned my phone off, and then I took a decent-sized piece of heavy-duty Reynolds wrap. And I made about a 3-wrap Faraday cage on my phone, and I never got nothing. It came over my radio, but it didn't get into my phone. When I turned it back on, it didn't get any notice from them.
No, so, mine did.
People underestimate the power of the Faraday cage. I mean, if you got solar power and you got a battery bank, hell, just a good solar flare will take all that out.
Oh, so great.
Faraday cage is a good thing for all your electronic devices.
Oh, agreed. They actually sell Faraday bags, too, so you don't necessarily need to build a box for some of your smaller electronics. They make one that's the size of a cell phone, one for a tablet, one for a laptop, that kind of a thing, where the metal is sewn into the bag, and you can even test them yourself.
Oh, they work, 100%, or a microwave oven works. But you don't turn it on. You put your phone in a microwave oven and try to call it from someone else's phone. It won't ring.
Why?
Because
all the metal in
the metal that's in the
interesting
the microwave.
I did not know that.
Huh. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if you have a Faraday cage for your laptop and we have an EMP, what are you going to connect to? Nothing.
Yeah.
it's a doorstop.
I mean, there's still dial-up.
Yeah, I guess dial-up.
It exists. Work, if you have a landline.
Get a dial-up modem, a landline?
Yeah, the thing most people don't know, having a landline is actually a good survival prep for a number of reasons.
Voltage comes down the line.
Right. They have a separate electricity source, or they source the electricity separate. So when your electrical company grid goes out, whoever your supplier is, and you're out of power in your whole house, all your clocks are off, your fridge is off, all that kind of stuff, you pick up the phone, it still works for some reason because the phone company has a separate source of electricity and it's sending that voltage down. You can actually tap into that electricity to power a lamp, for example, if you had to in a survival situation. The other thing is the reason that they have a separate electrical thing is something that they put in, I believe, during World War I, World War II, one of those, because they wanted to make sure the communication grid would not be affected by power outages. Right. So if an enemy, invaded or bombed a city or whatever and takes out the electric company or all of your power stations, right, that communications won't go down. So that's actually an old military survival prep built into a landline. And of course, you can still make a phone call to anybody else that has
a landline. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Who you got to call?
So it's not a bad idea. It's cheap if you just do nothing but call the phone company and be like, yes, I'd like to have a landline. I don't have a landline right now. But, it would be super cheap for me to just call them up and go, I want the bare bones landline. I don't want voicemail. I don't want any of these features. I don't want a
phone
portal.
Number?
I just want you to turn the connection on. Right?
With a phone number.
They'll give you a phone number, yes.
Right.
And then you don't even plug a phone in. Have a phone. Get yourself a landline phone, a princess phone, one of these, common, phones. Get you one and have it, in the basement or in your closet or whatever. So if there is an emergency and your power does go out.
Cell towers are down.
Cell towers are down for some reason, right? You can plug in your landline and make a frickin' phone call.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder how much the prices have changed since the Ma Bell and whatnot.
I don't know, but
all the cell phones.
It used to be you could get a landline for $4 or something. So that's probably, I'm old, so it's probably $12 or something now a month just to have a landline active. So you do the math, figure it out if it's right for you.
Well, that doesn't sound like a bad deal actually.
Yep.
And you know what? Having a cell phone is quite a pain in the ass because people can get a hold of you when you don't want to be gotten a hold of.
Well, I just turn my phone off.
I do. I miss the old days, You come home and we had answering machines and whatnot. I never had one, but I mean, I figure if you want to talk to me that bad, you'll call back.
Right. Yeah.
A landline phone service typically costs $42 per month in 2023.
That is, but that's a feature rich. So what you have to do is you basically have to get past the sales portion of their presentation when you call to turn a landline on.
Oh,
and
I want the bare bones.
There's a term for it, and I can't remember what it is, and I should know it because I've been in telephony for forever. But there's a term for it, and it's just the bare minimum landline. You have to ask repeatedly. You have to be firm with the phone because these people get commission when you call.
Right.
You're like, I want a landline. They're like, oh, do you want to bundle that with some internet? And do you want call forwarding?
Call forwarding.
And do you want
caller ID?
Voicemails? And we'll throw some cell phones at you too or whatever, right?
Right, right?
So that $42 is the bundle price for it's a feature-rich line. What you want is a stripped-down, no-features landline. That's all you want.
Wow. So, would that actually be over over internet though?
No.
VoIP or would it be POTS?
It's POTS.
Oh,
POTS line. Yeah, as long as your house and in New England, all of the houses are wired for copper.
Right.
And so it's just now that doesn't necessarily mean that when you try to make a phone call that at some point in your call's journey, because it routes through a bunch of equipment,
right.
that it doesn't get transduced from analog into digital. It does. If it goes through, you know, a switch in a colo in a major city or something like that,
right.
it will. But, like, I mean, I could probably call almost anywhere in the 603 area code that is also a landline, because New Hampshire isn't that populous of a state. There's probably not more than one switch for the whole state of New Hampshire, right? There's probably one in Vermont, one in New Hampshire, one in Maine, and that's probably about it, right, for those area codes. So,
right, there's only one area code.
Right. Major?
Well, Steve said the typical bill was $42, so that's going to be middle of the road. So if you go bare bones, you're probably talking $25, I'm thinking. And that's like $5 cheaper than you can get your cheapest cell phone service for anymore.
Seems to be.
Yeah, and like I said, seeing as how Ma Bell and them been struggling, I figured they'd be just fuzzable whatever you get bare bones service for out of the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, the other thing I was thinking about was you were talking about running your heat coil through the compost pile.
Yeah.
Now, you might be able to eliminate the whole pump factor if you had the compost pile higher on the intake, or, you know, the heat rises and it'll come out the top of the coil.
Yeah.
So you take it out high and you bring it in low is what I'm thinking, and it might cycle itself.
You might be able to, like, collect water at the top of the hill and have the compost pile just a little ways below that, so the water you collect runs downhill in through the coil of the compost and then in through your radiant floors, and then you'd have to have a drain to let it out somewhere. Most of the time, the radiant flooring is a closed loop, which is why you need the pump. The water is just the water. Once it's full, it's full. And then you close it off, so now it's a closed loop, and you just recycle the same water over and over again, hence the solar-powered fish pump.
It's just like a miniature boiler system.
Exactly.
I was just thinking maybe you could get gravity to do it without the pump.
You probably could.
Yeah, but you could probably run a pump on a 20-watt solar panel.
Yep.
You don't need much wattage to push that
water. Yeah, you could probably pull a solar panel out of an old solar-powered calculator and power like something as small as a fish tank pump.
Right.
Right, to just move the water. So, you know, depending on how ingenious you want to get. Either way, these are, you know, once you pay for the materials, right, they're zero cost.
Right. You
know, yeah, I remember when they first came out with the calculators, they were like $1,500. About 15 years later, you get one at the dollar store for $1. It had a solar panel. You just throw it on your dashboard, and it works whenever you want it.
I think my first calculator had a pen attachment with a wire that you had to touch little copper buttons.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
To make the connection.
When they first came out with the cell phones, I had a Nokia, and it had one of them pull-up antennas.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like a miniature walkie-talkie, what it looked like.
Right.
And people made fun of me because I held on to it forever, but that damn thing worked so good. I could pull up that antenna and I'd get a signal where nobody else did. And that was back in the day when towers were kind of minimal, you know?
Yep. All right. Well, hey, Major, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. I just want to get to part of this about the Amish men shunned after nationwide emergency alert cell phones outs them for having phones. Members of the Amish community have been shunned by their church after a recent test of the emergency alert system outed them as having procured forbidden mobile phones. The alarms, part of the nationwide emergency alert drill the U.S. government carried out on October 4th, drew attention of community elders in Ohio. Eli Yoder, a former member of the Amish community, took to TikTok to share the story in which he explained how three of his friends had gotten into trouble after their devices were discovered. Hey, guess what? I got a couple of my Amish buddies shunned today by the Amish church. That's right, he said. Over the years, there's been quite a few Amish men that have reached out and wanted phones, so whenever they request to have a phone, I'll do everything I can to try and get them a phone. Not always can I do so, but in some circumstances, I've been able to get them one. Now, three of them replied back to me today and said, hey, I'm going to have to lay low for a while. I just got shunned. And I said, how did that happen? They said, that emergency alert went off. Yeah, so we had our phones on vibrate, and it still went off. This is true. Yeah. So
it's still audible.
It makes an audible sound. Even though your phone is off, it's on vibrate only, your ringer's off, turned down all the way, all that kind of thing. As long as it's got juice. And
it's beeping.
Right. And, of course, the way cell phones are made these days, used to be you could just pop the battery
out. Yeah, no.
Use a replaceable battery. Go figure, right? Yeah. But no. They don't do that anymore because, you know, when your battery does finally die, they want you to buy a whole new phone.
Right.
Right? Instead of just the
I wonder if you how far you can spend your battery down till the phone shuts off. Then is it really dead or is it still...
There's still something there. Yeah, there's still something there for quite some time.
Yeah.
I've actually put two phones through, you know, sort of the drain the battery full, right? You just leave it on. It was something that I used to do for QA when I was QAing an app on a phone. We wanted to see what happened to the app.
Oh, right.
When the battery died, if somebody just was on the app and used up all the juice and then the phone died, we wanted to see what would happen. And it turns out that the app sort of stops collecting, you know, data or information for the app. The app that we were testing was one of these mobile camera apps, like a GoPro.
Right.
You know, you've got the companion app on your phone so you can see what it's looking at.
Yep.
And so it stopped gathering or collecting. It didn't retain the information we expected it to.
The camera still worked, but the app wasn't working.
Right, and the app didn't, like, record. Sort of didn't know where it left off. And so when you went to relaunch it, it would give you an error message that something happened, and we had to figure out how to word that error message properly for if this ever happened to an actual user and that kind of thing. So, but I don't know, like, how long that emergency alert might... You know, how little energy it might take for that to actually go off. Mm. But this is the problem with a centralized government doing a thing, right?
Unintended consequences.
Yeah, it literally is. I learned...
Out of the Amish guys.
Yeah. The Amish guys, domestic abuse survivors, right? Yeah. Anybody, I mean, I'm sure, like, drug dealers, right? You know, anybody who's got, like, a second phone for any reason, right? You know, oh, I put one in, you know, the wife's car just in case she ever needs to make an emergency call, you know, kind of a thing. Like, that one's going off, and people are like, what the heck? Why is there a phone in my car? Right, you know, that kind of thing. So, so in Amish culture, the practice of shunning involves a separation of a person from their community. A person is no longer allowed to eat or take rides with other community members or engage with most community activities. It occurs when members are found to have violated community rules or strayed from tradition.
It's kind of like a hockey player going to the penalty box.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
You go to a penalty box and you have shame.
You have been shamed, right?
Been shamed,
we're
going to
put you in the penalty box over here for a year or whatever it is.
High-sticking.
Right? Yeah. I wonder if sports got that from the Amish.
Oh.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. If you want to give us a call, tell us what's on your mind. You can talk about whatever we're talking about. Something else. Change the subject. Feel free. It's Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. More is on the way.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. One House Republican admits the current status of not having a speaker is not good, but he isn't calling it a crisis.
We've allowed a different process of democracy to take hold within our own conference, which is that majority doesn't rule.
Speaking on CNN State of the Union, Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw noted that Kevin McCarthy was ousted as Speaker of the House, even though only a handful of Republicans voted for his removal.
Democrats' two-term hold on the governorship of Louisiana will come to an end next year after Republican State Attorney General Jeff Landry won the seat Saturday by capturing a majority in an all-party primary. Massachusetts investigators are searching for three Rhode Island men in connection with the death of a New England Patriots fan. Police say Dale Mooney died after a fight at Gillette Stadium during the Week 2 game against the Miami Dolphins. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
And her cats. Happy Halloween, everybody. It's not even Halloween yet. 2 weeks. It is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio program where you can call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number is, are you ready? 603-283-6160. That number again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Steve Classic.
We've been talking about all sorts of things all over the board. Fake lawyers. What was it? Fresh Kill Island. Our number two story. More on the Palestine Israel stuff. I don't know how to talk about that. But
closed loop heating systems.
Closed loop fecal heating systems. Amish men and domestic abuse victims being outed because of the government's emergency text message to every frickin' buddy, which was totally unnecessary, by the way.
You know, the people at the FCC are just waiting to, like, yeah, it works. Let's do it for real this time.
We were talking about solar-powered calculators, which, by the way, when I was in
that's the heat pump thing.
Grade school through high school, right, the solar-powered calculators are pretty popular.
Yep.
They would start building them into your trapper keepers and that kind of stuff. So, like, if you bought one, oh, it's got a calculator in it, how handy or whatever, right? And then, you know, a couple of decades go by and cell phones are a thing, and now they're all app driven and everything, and now everybody just by default has a calculator built into their cell phone.
So contrary to my grade school teacher's repeated,
you'll never have a calculator in your pocket.
You'll never be. You have to learn this stuff because you'll never have a calculator in your pocket wherever you go. Well, turns out you're wrong. I do indeed have a calculator in my pocket wherever I go.
Well, do you remember your phone number from being a kid?
Yes.
Do you remember your best friend's phone number?
Yes.
Do you remember your grandmother's phone number?
Yes.
Do you remember anyone's phone number now?
Nope.
No.
The program.
It's like you just type in the first name and there it is.
Programmed into my magic rectangle.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly. So the same thing with math. Hey, I don't need to learn math. I can just do it on my phone. Then when the phones don't work, after your EMP, no one will know how to do math.
Now,
or make the call on your, what are you going to have? You got a landline?
Only the old people and the prepared people will know.
Right.
I think homeschoolers, will teach their children how to do, long division by hand on paper with a pen or pencil or whatever, right? Just to know how. You know what I mean? Right. I don't think public schools will go that far.
How to put water in the closed heat system with the compost pile. That's your job today.
I mean, they already don't teach cursive. So, in public schools now.
So, how do you sign your name?
I guess they got to teach them that, but, not as it, they don't make people write essays by hand.
They do it on
a computer or whatever. So, if you discover, if you're a kid who's in school now and all you learn about cursive is how to sign your name, right? If you find, an old letter in the attic from, love letters from grandma to grandpa or something, you look at it and you're like, I can't read this crap.
But I've also seen that if you write something in cursive and post it on Facebook, the AI can't figure it out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Right?
Ooh, I'm going to have to do cursive.
We might have to try that, see what happens.
That's a join the cursive cult.
You can curse in cursive.
The cursive cult.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
Try it out. See if you get banned.
All right. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, I just want to say we were number one again in something.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. You're number one in something.
It's better than being number two.
Could you be any more vague?
Well, I'll show you what number. We're number one in road rage fatalities. How about that? We have the most road rage related killings.
Wow.
Are you excited?
Well, why are you so mad at these people, Sarah?
Maybe they deserve it. I don't know.
I don't have a gun. I don't drive. I don't drive, and I don't have a gun, so that leaves me out. But everybody else is driving and have a gun is have a road rage killing.
Wait, road rage fatalities don't necessarily mean a gun was involved.
Right.
They drive you off the road. That's what they're talking about. That road rage, and they get mad and they start shooting each other and they wind up in debt.
Okay, so how many people per year in New Mexico are killed by road rage shootings?
Well, you know what I mean? It was
since you're number one
last year, but we're number one. We beat it. I mean,
what's the number?
I think you know what? I don't really. They announced it on TV. I didn't. Really
and is it when it. You say we? Do you mean the state of New Mexico? Do you mean Albuquerque?
State of New Mexico.
Okay.
State of New Mexico in the ranking. They killed. I mean, they killed something last year was really high this year, so that we got the top cake. So
is that per capita for the amount of people? Right. There's so many ways to skew a statistic.
Right.
You know, there might be New Mexico could have 8 killings per year.
Well, you know what? I think it's per capita. It has to be. We were pretty high. They're always fighting and shooting each other while driving and all this going on. But we made the top, the number one. So
road rage.
That's
road
probably
rage
why.
Do you know when this road came out? When did you learn about this? Was it this week?
It was announced this week. The Cali did the whole year up, so it was announced a couple of days ago.
It must be for the fiscal year of 2023.
From consumeraffairs.com, this is just a blurb at the top of my search. What state is number one in road rage? Several reports rank New Mexico as having the highest rate of road rage shooting victims at 6.16 per 1 million. So that's per capita. Memphis, Tennessee has the highest rate of fatal car crashes related to aggressive driving at an average of 30 per month as of 2023 on October 6th.
Well, that means the driver could kill themselves.
That's true.
Yeah.
So 6 point.
Are they talking about like running the other car over or something that involved in death? I think that's what they're not involving guns.
Okay,
they're involving guns.
I don't want to road rage. I suffer from it from time to time. It lives within me now. I've cured my road rage by moving out of the major metropolitan area known as Seattle, Washington, to a small rural area of New Hampshire, and it just went the hell away.
Right, but now you've got people who are driving really slow, and now you're enraged because you're driving very slow.
It does happen from time to time, but way less often.
Right.
And also not nearly as severe. I don't get that my face doesn't get all red.
I'm
yelling and flipping people off.
I'm
going to
be a minute late.
Spittle coming out of my mouth and whatever. But I do want to say, I don't want to diminish, road rage or people dying from, this shouldn't happen.
Right.
Human beings should be adult and should be able to handle these situations much better. Part of it is part of the problem, of course, is the roads themselves are nothing to, be proud of. But 6.16 people per million is what we call statistically insignificant.
Sarah.
Yeah, but we're still ranked number one. So that's why we got the gun ban for the parks and where the children's are around, and our judge went for it.
Why would you make targets out of children at parks?
Yeah, that seems strange.
Our gun ban is still halfway enforced because where the children are in parks or community center where the children are there, it's still banned.
Oh, so criminals will see that sign and go, I shouldn't go in there with a gun.
Well, they could get arrested. They could get charged because we got the governor's, a halfway governor's order, emergency order in effect.
Okay, but
so everyone's searched before they go into the park? For guns?
No, but if they get caught, they could be cited. I don't know.
What would they get caught? Caught shooting someone? I didn't see the sign. I'm sorry.
Stupid enough to wave it around, threatening people and stuff like that, and somebody turns them in. They could. Yeah, then people do that. Here.
Right, if a criminal wanted to find an area full of easy targets where he knew everyone was unarmed, he would go to this park, right?
After a road rage incident, probably. Go to a park. Hang out.
Yeah, if he wants to get busted, and then people get, that's what he wants to do. He could get charged. So
a whole bunch of kids could die because nobody else in the park is allowed to be armed, including their parents.
To fight back.
Well, it's more dangerous to have some idiot having a gun in the park or playground or a community center or libraries where the children are allowed. That's more prominent danger than having a parent shooting somebody that had a gun, from my perspective.
I don't understand that.
But that's my point of view.
I don't understand that point of view.
So an armed librarian would not be good.
Well, isn't there a lot of, they misfire and shoot themselves, all kinds of accidents that happen from owning a gun. Sometimes it goes off, not really shooting a person with a gun.
You're a victim of the fear porn, Sarah. You're a victim of the fear porn.
Yeah.
Plenty of people around the United States grow up around guns, handling guns, hunters, former military people, even former police, even current police, all armed all the time. People with concealed carry permits, depending on the state, whether or not that's allowed. Some states allow open carry. The majority of the time, guns are completely safe. It's usually the criminals that cause the problems. And so when you create these gun-free zones, what you really do is you put a target on everybody who's within this gun-free zone for anybody who's already a criminal. They don't care about the law. They don't care that the gun-free zone exists. They don't care about anybody's safety within the park. They're looking for easy targets. And so they're going to find them because government has created these gun-free zones.
Yeah, they're called soft targets.
Yes.
Well, I just think we would have less road rage shootings if people owned less guns. I mean, that's my perspective. I mean, they have to have guns to be waving around and shooting people when they get mad. You know,
how many times have you seen you know, when you're on the bus or walking down the road? How many times have you seen somebody waving around a gun?
You know something? I've never had. You know what happens? That one guy opened their car and I see a gun inside the door. That's the only gun I've ever seen.
Okay.
Because I, you know, I just knew that he had a gun, like that he could go grab when he opened the door. That's the only gun in public that somebody owned in my whole life, and I was very scared.
So one time in your whole, how old are you now, Sarah? Do you mind telling? You can
cheat. I'm 54.
Okay, so in 54 years on planet Earth, you've only seen one gun, and nobody was really waving it around. You just saw it inside of a door of a car, right?
Right, that he could reach in and get it at any time, and it wasn't pointed at somebody. Oh, you know something? No, you know what? I've seen the gun in action. I was walking down the street. Two guys were about to shoot at each other, and I was walking as fast as possible. I remember that incident. And it turns out they did wind up shooting each other. I don't know if they got hit or nothing, but that was on the news.
Well, what did you say to them to make them so angry?
I have no idea what they were yelling and screaming at each other about. Or I don't know, but one was waving around the gun, and the other one did point a gun, and the one was telling them to shoot if you want to, like, go ahead and shoot, go ahead and shoot. So they did wind up shooting each other, but that was the only time I was hoping that I could dodge a bullet.
Well, it's a good thing you're not driving around, so we won't lose you to any road rage incidents.
Indeed. Hey, Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate you.
But if you took everyone's money away, there'd be no spending problems, right?
And then you wouldn't have money to buy it.
Right. Just take money away.
So I don't think people should have money.
Right. Just get rid of that. It's the root of all evil anyway, right?
There should be no trade at all. You know, just don't let people, you know. It's the problem when folks outsource their responsibility, right, when it comes to personal security, right?
Right.
Sarah depends on
Someone else,
in her case, government, for her security, for her protection,
right.
And she doesn't even realize that they have no obligation.
Well, hey, Sarah, you know why you should carry a gun? Because it's a lot lighter than carrying a police officer.
That's a fact.
Especially those that eat donuts.
And I have to wonder, maybe I didn't think of it till just now, or I would have asked her, I wonder, like, how she would have felt. And she would have to, you know, own a gun and carry one in order to know how she would feel. But I wonder how she would have felt in that situation where she described there were a couple of people, you know, sort of pointing guns at each other and, you know, go, shoot me, man, come on, I dare you, or whatever, right? I wonder if she would have felt more secure having a gun on her at that time so she could defend herself if she found herself in the middle of their gunfight.
Right. Well, you wouldn't want to get involved. You'd want to get away. But
no,
if
but
they
you'd
happen
want to be
to,
able to defend yourself.
Yeah, you'd feel a little bit better in that situation. I absolutely would.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't be in that situation, but you never know.
You never know. You never know.
Did we finish up with the Amish story?
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty much it.
Yeah,
guy got shunned or whatever. Yeah. I just
wanna... he's serving time now in the Amish stockade.
Yeah,
with a phone beeping in his face.
From a website called studyfinds.org, safest cities in America: Washington, Los Angeles, and St. Louis fall to the bottom of the 2023 list.
Wow, they have a lot of gun-free zones there.
America's biggest and most famous cities have a safety problem, from crime to financial problems and the threat of natural disasters. A new study finds.
They have to throw the natural disasters in there. Like, come on.
Really? A new study finds, because it's called studyfinds.com, many of the nation's most populated metropolitan areas rank at the bottom of the list when it comes to public safety. Huh. So the police must be really doing their job if these cities fall at the bottom.
What does that say about your police department?
Researchers from WalletHub compared 182 cities, including the 150 most populated U.S. cities, plus at least two of the most populated cities in each state. The team focused on three key dimensions: home and community safety, the risk of natural disasters, and financial safety. Using 41 different metrics in those three fields, the team created a 100-point scale with a score of 100 representing the safest city possible overall. Nashua, New Hampshire ranks as the safest city in America.
Numero uno. Hey, what is financial security?
I don't know.
Like, people won't rob you? I can keep my wallet?
You, like people just walking around with wads of cash, you know, like the holding them out in front of them. Hey, Bill, how's it going? Oh, good, Bob. You know, good to see you. Yeah, look at this wad of cash.
My taxes are low. It's financial security. I don't get taxed.
So anyway, Nashville, New Hampshire ranks as the safest city in America in 2023 with a total score of 86.
Wow, come on up and visit.
The small city of roughly 91,000 people finished in the top 10 in both home and community safety and financial safety.
Financial safety.
Yeah.
Low taxes.
Rounding out the top five safest cities are Columbia, Maryland, really?
Columbia, Maryland.
Wow. They're second. South Burlington, Vermont is third.
Oh.
Gilbert, Arizona is fourth. And Warwick, Rhode Island is fifth.
Warwick?
Warwick, yeah.
That's safe, yeah. Wow.
I can count around the corner in Warwick.
Yeah.
Columbia also ranks as the safest city in the country when it comes to home and community safety, while South Burlington ranks as the top location for financial safety.
Financial safety?
I don't know what financial safety
financial
is.
Financial safety? Like, is there a definition?
Like your bank's not going to steal your money? I mean, like...
The government's not going to steal your money?
If you're looking to protect yourself from natural disasters, Dover, Delaware is the place to be. Blah, blah, blah. Scroll down and see the full list. Okay, I'm scrolling down. Before we go there, big cities are falling fast. At the opposite end of the spectrum, many of America's most recognizable cities now rank as the least safe places to live. Finishing last, St. Louis, Missouri ranks near the bottom. The city of nearly 300,000 people did not even receive a gradable score for natural disaster risk. Did you find anything?
No. I've got something. What is the meaning of financial safety? Financial security is the ability to afford your expenses, live comfortably on your income, and save for the future. So it's cost of living, I think.
Financial security is different than financial safety. I mean, just in words, I don't know if they're synonymous or not.
The question is, what's the meaning of financial safety instead of financial security?
What's the meaning of financial safety regarding this particular study?
I think it's just a cost of living.
They don't clarify in this article.
Well, it says a big sign of financial security is having enough emergency savings to cover yourself when times are tough.
This next paragraph starts off saying, despite... Right, but I'm going to say because it's more accurate. Because it's the home of the president, Congress, and countless government officials, Washington, D.C. finished in the bottom 10, making it one of the country's least safe cities in 2023. The nation's capital had the third worst score for both home and community safety.
And why does New Hampshire want to get out of the federal government?
Gee, I wonder.
You want to be sucked down into the swamp with those people?
This is what's coming, right? You look at D.C., this is what's coming for every big city.
Right.
Right, because monkey see, monkey do. What they do in D.C., they emulate in other cities. The politicians get elected, and they go, what are they doing over here? Yeah. Oh, we're going to do that. Meanwhile, Los Angeles finished one spot worse than Washington, scoring 149th or worse in all three survey categories. Other major cities with a safety problem. And this isn't news. Include New York City, Chicago, Houston, San Francisco, Seattle, Atlanta, and Philadelphia. Along with those are all in, seems like the bottom
20%. Right.
Along with traffic deaths, assaults, hate crimes, rising unemployment, and the threat of extreme weather, experts say there is another growing problem in America's most crowded cities. Ultimately, one of the biggest threats to public safety is our country's ongoing mental health crisis.
Oh.
Yeah, well, if you stop putting retarded people into office, that'd be a good start. The well-being of the public is not only threatened by increasing mental health emergencies, but also by our current inability to collectively face this threat as it develops, blah, blah, blah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I'm curious about the financial security.
I'm looking here.
They don't really expound on that.
Apparently, St. Louis is at the very bottom. They're 182 out of 182.
Wow.
So, St. Louis, Missouri, the least safe city in the United States. If you live in St. Louis, Missouri, GTFO, man.
Wow.
You know, like, maybe that's your home. I don't know. But, like, you know, home is where you make it. It's not where you're born.
Right.
It's not where you grew up. Right. You might get all nostalgic and teary about it because, I'm going to leave my home or whatever. But, like...
If you're in St. Louis, I mean, if in St. Louis, if unless you like the chop suey in St. Louis, It's time to get out. If you can.
The Louis and Chop Suey.
The Chop Suey in St. Louis.
Yeah. So, study finds. Safest cities in America. Nashua, New Hampshire.
Numero uno.
Number one. Number one.
With 91,000.
Yeah.
Well, it's not, and it's not even the biggest city in New Hampshire.
We've only got a couple of minutes left. This from the U.S. Sun. Lost and found. My car was stolen. No one could find it. Then I checked the parking ticket website, and all the clues I needed were there. A woman shared how she found her stolen car by looking up parking tickets on her city website. She and other residents have been left baffled by the fact their stolen cars were being ticketed, all while they had no idea where the vehicles were.
Wait, so her stolen car was ticketed? Or was it ticketed and then the cops stole
it? Somebody steals the car.
And they get a ticket.
Drive around, leave it parked somewhere, get a ticket, right? Drive it somewhere else, don't care about the ticket because they stole the car, right? You know, what do they care?
Right.
Right. So eventually this gets registered on the city's website.
On her plate number or
on her plate number, yeah. VIN number, whatever, both, you know. And then, of course, she's going to get charged for these tickets at some point, right? Somebody's going to send a letter being like, hey, you need to, you know, pay this ticket or go to court or whatever, be a bench warrant if they ignore them.
Right. Not only do they steal your car, they park illegally and you get the ticket.
Right. Yes. And then they go, well, we're sorry. We don't really know how to locate your car. You know, they're the police. Right. They're
but
detectives.
You still have to pay those tickets.
They're police. They're detectives. Yeah. Like, we don't know. We don't have the resources. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. She goes to the city website and goes, oh, look, my car was over here. It's over here today. It was there 4 hours ago because I got three different tickets listed on your website. Why don't you use your own resources to find my freaking car? I'm sure is what they're thinking.
Right.
That's what I'd be thinking.
Well, we would do that, but you still have to pay those back fines.
Yeah, somebody will have to pay them, so. Yes, more amazing ineptitude when it comes to government. So, we are out of time on this Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Thank you to Steve Classic for joining me today.
Thank you.
The dynamic duo
doing
the Sunday thing. Thank you to all our callers and, of course, all of our listeners. If you missed any part of the show, find the archives over at freetalklive.com or even better, become an amplifier. Thanks. Peace.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.